Good morning, young ladies, and good morning to all young disciples here and listening. So this morning's scriptures talk about Moses' face and Jesus' face and appearance shining and glowing brightly and radiantly after being with God. And when they talked about Moses' face and Jesus' face, that got me thinking, what does our face say about us to other people? What does it convey to other people? And I got to thinking about this saying that I heard when I was younger. And whenever I would have a sourpuss, that's an old term too, a sourpuss or a mean face or a grumpy face, the older people would say, "Be careful, your face is going to freeze like that." And I thought, oh my goodness, is my face really going to freeze like that? Because I grew up in New York and it was cold all the time. So maybe it could have frozen like that. Who knows? But I also heard when I was younger that it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. So, you know, people are always trying to find the easy way out. So if it takes more muscles to frown, they said, well, just do the easier exercise and smile. So that's another thing about our face. And then, Ruthie, you know Kinsey plays softball. And so when she's on the pitcher's mound, we encourage her, when she's pitching the ball, we encourage her to be cool, calm, and collected. If the umpire's not calling the pitches she wants, and the other team is cheering really loud and getting on her nerves, and she's getting frustrated, she has to be cool, calm, and collected, because we say they can read it all over your face. So I'm not going to pick on your mom, Ruthie. I'll just pick on myself. Kinsey, when I'm mad at home, can you tell by my face? Yep. Ruthie, when your teacher's at school, if the kids in your class aren't behaving and your teacher gets mad, can you see it on her face when she's not happy with you guys? Right. We can see it on people's faces, how they're feeling, even with these masks on. So I got to thinking, how can we be the face of God or have the face of God to people around us? How can we shine and glow like Moses and Jesus' faces did? So studies have shown that we mimic the faces that we see in other people. So Ruthie, can you remember when your brothers were babies, little babies, and they would be sitting in their little bouncy seats and you would go up to them and we'd probably tickle them or rub underneath their chins, and what would we say to them? Would we say,
"Hello, Benjamin, you little boy, how are you today?"
Would you scowl like that? No. We would say, "Kinsey, you're so cute. You're so cute, you little baby." No, we smiled and we were happy and we were joyful. And that's how we can be the face of God and have the face of God to other people. Now, granted, you're not going to walk up to your friends and do that, or you're not going to walk up to your teachers and do that, or even people at the store. And I agree, these masks make it really, really hard. But we can still make eye contact. We can smile. And someday these masks are going to go away, I promise. So you'll actually be able to give a real smile. But some people, you know, give a nod. Like they give a nod with a smile. Or what did we do to pass the peace of Christ? We gave a wave, right? We can say good morning, good afternoon. So we need to be the face. We need to be the radiance and the glorious face of God and Jesus to people that we see. And we can do that. You girls are very happy and bubbly, so I know you can do that. And you don't even have to say, "Oh, you're so cute." But people will say that to you because you're awfully cute. All right, let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for shining in us and through us. Help us to be good stewards of your love and your light, and to bring happiness to other people just by sharing your love and with a smile. In your Son's name we pray, amen.